We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. You're All Local for the 27th of March, 2024. Cold start and another cool day with a high in the mid-60s. There may be a few storms by late in the afternoon, with threats being wind and small hail. I'm John Little. We've got new information for you this morning concerning the state's controversial immigration law, SB4. A late-night ruling from an appeals court means the law cannot be enforced. KRLD's Kurt Lewis has the latest.
This is one of the most convoluted laws and the legal challenges to it that I can remember. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, one step down from the Supreme Court, has ruled overnight to deny the Texas motion to stay a lower court injunction that right now at least prevents Texas from enforcing this law. That means Texas will have to go to the Supreme Court. Now, this all goes back to last year when the legislature passed the measure allowing but not requiring local and state law enforcement to arrest someone suspected of crossing the border illegally. Texas judges were also empowered to deport them. That began this back-and-forth legal battle. Biden administration set out to block SB4. A Texas federal judge did just that, ruling SB4 is unconstitutional and signing an injunction against enforcement. So Texas appealed to the Fifth Circuit, which said Texas cannot enforce the law while it's still in court. The Supreme Court, though, said no, the law could be enforced while the injunction is being argued, but the Fifth Circuit said it cannot be enforced and set an immediate hearing on the injunction. That hearing was last week, and overnight, that's the decision that has been announced, that the injunction preventing enforcement of SB4 would remain in place until the U.S. Supreme Court rules on the constitutionality of the original law. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Outgoing Dallas City Manager T.C. Broadnax is the top candidate to take over the job of city manager in Austin. The city council there will meet next week to offer him the job. He was one of three finalists for their position. His last day with the city of Dallas is June 3rd. In McKinney, the investigation continues after police shot a man yesterday afternoon. Police say the man was threatening suicide and threatening to kill his wife. They say Robert Olson fired on them, so they returned fire. Olson was hit and taken to the hospital. No officers were hurt. The shooting happened near an apartment complex on Stacy Road. How do police departments keep up with the tremendous growth here in North Texas? Well, as KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports, that was the subject of a panel discussion at SMU yesterday.
The panel discussion on the state of public safety was presented by the Dallas Regional Chamber and sponsored in part by KRLD. FBI Dallas Division Special Agent in Charge Chad Yarborough says fortunately, his agency has had no trouble recruiting or filling positions to accommodate the growth in the region.
We've had a robust applicant pool over the past couple of years, and we're able to fill all the positions that we're able to put through the academy at Quantico. So we graduated close to 1,000 agents last year.
Plano Police Chief Ed Drain says he has strived to make his department one where people want to work, and his officers, especially those brought in from out of state, have been some of the most effective recruiters.
When they get to Plano, they go back and tell their peers who are in those other states, and then they want to come to Texas and they want to come work for us.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The bridge collapse in Baltimore has many similarities to a disaster that unfolded in eastern Oklahoma 22 years ago.
It was a Sunday morning in May of 2002 when disaster struck near the small town of Weber Falls, Oklahoma. The operator of a barge suffered a heart incident that caused him to pass out as he navigated the Arkansas River under the Interstate 40 bridge. The barge struck a main support, collapsing lanes in both directions. More than a dozen cars and trucks plunged into the river. Tow truck operator Brenda Hediger helped get them out.
When they started gathering them up, they took the barge down there with a big crane on it, bringing them up. And then they put the vehicles on the barge. And then when they took care of it, then they would bring them to shore and the wreckers load them off.
14 died in that accident. 11 others were injured, making it far more deadly than the one in Baltimore. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
While some smaller cities in Texas are declaring disasters ahead of the rush of visitors expected for the solar eclipse, Frisco is saying, bring it on. Here's Kristen Diaz.
Everyone's having solar fever. Less than 2 weeks away now, the total eclipse of the sun that runs right over Texas will also run right over the city of Frisco, as it is in the path of totality. Corey Powers from VisitFrisco.com says they've been preparing for about a year now.
You know, our police and fire and city and us, we're kind of just treating it as, you know, status quo when it comes to events and hosting people, making sure that we're having proactive conversations about safety and best practices.
Frisco and big events, well, they go hand in hand. Despite not really knowing the exact number of visitors they're expecting, hotels there are quickly filling up, some already sold out. Numerous events are being hosted around town, from a viewing party at Rough Riders Field and the Star. Most of these events require tickets, so make sure you hurry and get yours before they're all sold out. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Texas is expected to make a lot of money when the World Cup comes to town in 2026. KRLD's Austin York has more.
The Dallas City Council was briefed on economic impact estimates, fan attendance projections, and what venues will be served throughout DFW. This was all during a specially called meeting. City leaders say four matches are going to bring in approximately $415 million to the area. But we're going to get nine matches. Those projections are yet to be determined. FC Dallas President Dan Hunt says the World Cup is the Super Bowl on steroids.
You saw what happened after the 94 World Cup, which was the start of Major League Soccer, and now we're in just a different era, and the excitement around 2026 is really amazing.
Dallas still wants to host the International Broadcast Center, as it did back in 1994 when the World Cup came here. They would use the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center Dallas in downtown if selected. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Huge win for the Mavs last night in Sacramento against the team they're neck and neck with in the standings, blowing out the Kings 132-96, 28 by Luka, 24 for Kyrie Irving. Luka says those two have become very difficult for opposing teams to deal with.
Having him on our team is amazing, man. But that's our basketball. He's just a great person, and we all get along so well. So it's just the chemistry is really good right now.
Just a couple hours to the west, the Stars were skating to an easy win over the San Jose Sharks.
Here's Wyatt Johnston, shorthanded. Johnston, in alone, on the breakaway, scores. The 12th shorthanded goal this year for the Dallas Stars. They lead it 1-0.
The Stars won 6-3.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.